Hello and welcome to Second Nature. My name is May, and today we are spotlighting one of the recently formed reading groups for the Center of Humanities, the Postcolonial/Decolonization Reading Group. The Postcolonial Decolonization Reading Group sees itself as a community of scholars interested in engaging in conversation on topics pertaining to the history of colonialism, the work of decolonization, forms of empire, imperialism, and neocolonial experiences. They attempt to look at the theoretical, political, economic, and cultural intersections within postcolonial theory and decolonization movements found in texts, media, and the arts, and how to apply that knowledge to teaching, scholarship, and activism. We'll be learning more about the group through their organizer and lead, Cultural Studies PhD candidate, Shauna Ragod.
I am a fourth year PhD candidate in cultural studies. I hail from the awesome city of Boston, but I'm West Indian bred and raised. And I think that that's sort of the place where my research sort of comes in. So I am interested, I have a lot of interests, but my interests are really focused on sort of the Black experience with a particular sort of lens to thinking about the Caribbean and thinking about Caribbean Americans. And a lot of that comes from my experience growing up, my experience participating in carnivals and going to carnivals and feeling like I was American some days and feeling like I was West Indian other days, my blend of friends. I also think about sort of an experience that I had when I was in high school where an older gentleman sort of told me that West Indian folks needed to bow down to Black folks because they had paved the ways. It's a very interesting story that another time or whenever. But that particular story, and again, thinking about my own experiences, make me, in terms of my research and where what I want to be known to do, right? I think it comes in the form of creating dotted lines between the Caribbean and the U.S., how Black folks in the Caribbean and Black folks in the U.S. have sort of persisted in this way, have participated in their own kind of resistant struggles, right, against different types of oppression, and how those things are connected, right, even in these sort of two different locations.
The call for reading groups went out in late 2020, which attracted Shauna to the possibility of engaging with literature that continued this dialogue between the Caribbean and colonizing powers, especially outside of a classroom environment. This led to Shauna accidentally stumbling into the leadership position for the group.
I had put my name down for a couple of reading groups, right? Just to, you know, if I had time, I'll end up doing it. We'll see how it goes. And I had noticed that the post-colonial reading group had a number of names, but no one had yet sort of like bolded themselves and like said, hey, I'm interested in coordinating this. And I think that I ended up volunteering myself, one, because I thought that someone would come in, like a faculty member would come in and be like, I'll co-facilitate with you. I was hoping that that would happen, but it did not. Two, I think because I'm sort of in the mode of thinking about my project, my dissertation project, coming off of my fields, I was like, you know, if I'm going to add anything else to my schedule, like this makes sense. And this might be really helpful for me to sort of tease through text or things that I'm thinking about with, you know, other people, you know, in a way that I don't get to anymore because I'm not in class. So that's where me, because, and that's the other thing too, is that I remember one of the last couple of emails before I volunteered myself had came out, and I think Allison was like, if we don't have a facilitator, then it's probably not going to run. And I was like, oh, I want it to run. I just don't know if I want to facilitate. So that's why I was like, well, maybe if I put myself, someone else will volunteer. But I'm happy nonetheless. I think that it's been interesting, although it doesn't feel as much of a time suck as I thought it was, as I was nervous for it to be. I'm happy to be facilitating it. And I think that some of the conversations that we've had thus far have been super interesting for us to, for me to think about. And I think for some of the folks that have been coming.
After the reading group was approved by the Center for Humanities, Shauna organized a planning call in December 2020 to outline the goals and texts for the group. She wanted to know what people were looking for with this venture and where their focus should reside. This led to some revelation she didn't expect when she first volunteered, as well as a direction for the group in the present and future.
I've never done a reading group before. I was like, is this like a book club? Is this like a class? I will say, well, I stopped a couple of times in Austin Gallis's Capitalism book club. See, look at that. Reading group that he was doing. I want to say it was last fall or last spring, whenever it was. I had stopped a couple of times in there. So I think that that's probably the only example of a reading group that I had seen. In that planning meeting, I really wanted to get a sense from people about how they'd like it to look, right? And where, what kind of direction and what would be helpful. And I was also looking for some helpers too to help to facilitate. I think that the thing that was really interesting in that first meeting is that people were coming from a number of different sort of places around thinking about the post-colonial and decolonization, right, is that some folks were thinking about their own pedagogy as faculty members. Some folks were thinking about research. Some folks were thinking about like activism. That conversation was really rich for us to see all of the ways that these two ideas and concepts sort of come out and could come out in a reading group. Again, I just sort of asked people to talk about like things that they would want to include. I created a Google sheet for folks to add some things as they came across books or texts. But the reading list that we have right now really comes from a couple of suggestions that came from that first meeting, and then some stuff that I've been thinking about for my research, like, you know, books that I wanted to read. So our first meeting, we introduced the group with the article, Decolonization is Not a Metaphor. So thinking about sort of indigenous work in decolonization, the kinds of sort of white settler guilt that comes with, right, ideas of decolonization and how to sort of move past that. I think we had a really rich conversation about that and thinking about sort of how we use the term decolonization, the harm that it does, and thinking about it as this kind of metaphor that you can decolonize everything, right? Some of the opportunities that could potentially build when we think about decolonizing as a particular like pedagogy, way of life, thinking about our own activism.
With these goals in mind, the form of the group's meetings began to take shape and have a life of their own. It was possible to think outside of just literature for discussion and to understand people's busy schedules outside of the group. These considerations became crucial as to how the group could flourish outside of the traditional format of a reading group.
Our second meeting that we had this last week was Mbembe's on the Post Colony. And so we read a couple of chapters for that. One of the things that I really appreciate about our reading group too, is that when that first meeting in December that we had, where we were sort of planning it, I think that it was, it became sort of fairly important for the folks that were there that in the spirit of, right, thinking about this reading group and thinking about the post-colonial and decolonization, that we wanted to make sure that the reading group didn't just incorporate text, but it also could incorporate poetry, film, podcasts, whatever. But it was also a space that people, if you didn't read, that you didn't feel like you couldn't come and participate in the discussion.
With this malleable approach to the topic of postcolonialism and decolonization, the agenda of each group's meeting bears interesting intersections between media, the act of decolonization, and the communal environment of talking through these articulations.
And so again, right, what I've been trying to do with each of the readings that we've had thus far is that I incorporate some kind of podcast thing, so that people can listen as well, listen to something instead of just reading. And so I feel like the last two conversations that we've had, we've sort of started the conversation with things that might come from it, right? Might start the conversation. And then we start veering in a whole other, place where it becomes more topical, right? So even in thinking about the decolonization is not a metaphor, How did y'all like that? What did that make you feel? And then it moved from sort of the text itself to people thinking about activism, people thinking about sort of how they've used decolonization in their own work, thinking about it as a tool, right? So it sort of started from the text and then moved its way over. And I would say the same for this last conversation that we had, is that sort of starting from the text, right? There were sort of key things that sort of prompted other conversations, right? A conversation was prompted around someone's research. And so then we started talking about queer theory and post-colonial. We started talking about time in the post-colonial. We started talking about higher ed and whether or not higher ed can even be anti-racist, right? Considering it's an institution, right, that is predicated on these like colonial things that are only about sustaining itself. The text is really just I don't want to say grounding, but I feel like it's sort of just like an entryway to other, right, conversations. And again, and I think that's part of why and hope and how I try to like structure questions that we talk about in the group, and part of sort of the, right, the work of thinking past the traditional structure of a reading group, right? That we're supposed to stay close to the text and wanting to be able to sort of use that space to think more broadly about stuff that we're working on or not working on. We have a couple of undergrads in that reading group too that have been interesting to participate in that. So that's been cool.
Yet the question comes to mind, why decolonization now? How is postcolonialism relevant to our current moment? Why this reading group during this time?
I think a postcolonial reading group is important because of the particular moment that we're in, right? A moment where we're really asking folks to think differently about how we work, how we learn, right? How we police, how we communicate. I think that it's important as we're thinking about these different kinds of structures to be able to have this kind of lens to allow us to understand where these things come from, the types of identities and subjectivities that come through, right, a post-colonial condition. I think even in thinking about like my dissertation project, I've been sort of asking myself, right, like why is this particular thing important right now? And I think that as we begin to sort of understand how our systems are working, right, to be able to provide that context is important, because then it allows us to see and ask new questions, to see things differently, to think about sort of structures differently as well.
If you're interested in joining this reading group, please contact Shauna through the following method.
S-R-I-G-A-U-D and then the number 2 at gmu.edu. Once you email me, we actually have an organization on Blackboard. So we have a couple of discussion threads. I post all the readings there. We can link and connect from Zoom there too. And yeah, I'll add you to that organization on Blackboard.
Thank you so much to Shauna for taking the time to talk to us about the Postcolonial Decolonization Reading Group. We encourage you all to reach out to her in order to get involved. And if you want a full list of all the available reading and working groups, you may view those at chr.gmu.edu/reading-groups-and-working-groups. Thank you for listening to Second Nature. Special thanks to Shauna Rigaud for her time today. This episode was written, edited, and hosted by May Santiago. Music is by Daniel Birch. Special thanks to Chelsea Triggs, Severin Mueller, and Alex Monea for their additional help.